So Venerable Geshe la said in Manchester, Lama Marpa said, when he went to East India near the river Ganges, I met my spiritual guide, Matripa. Through his kindness, I realized selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena. Since then, because I realized selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena, I am free. And I remember when Geshe la said these words. He said, I am free. So it's not appearing in the verse in the book what I've just said, but we need to contemplate on this commentary put together with our memorizing of these precious words, because they're going to take us swiftly in the correct direction to the ultimate goal of human life. I met my spiritual guide, Matripa. Through his kindness, I realized selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena. Since then, because I realized selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena, I am free. What a wonderful day it will be when this becomes our story, because that to me is what it invites us to do. I would say the first two lines are already happening for us. And the third line, depending upon our own effort, Sangha's help and Buddha's blessings, the third line where we say, or Lama Marpa said, I have realized all the things I normally see do not exist. I have realized selflessness of persons, selflessness of phenomena. I'm free. We've never been free. We're free. So what does this mean? So Geshe la said, I am free. We have to like hear that in our heart. We're free. So what are we free from? Because we're so bound in the ocean of suffering. Now we're free. I am free. And then Geshe la said very quickly, free from lower rebirth, free from samsaric rebirth, free from rebirth possessing self-cherishing, free from rebirth possessing ordinary appearance and conception. So I enjoy human life. This taking the real meaning of our human life, using it to be of inconceivable benefit to all living beings. I enjoy human life, he said. And then Geshe la said, wonderful experience. So this is on offer. This is what we're being offered. If we cut through our attachment to samsara's pleasures, which are the nature of suffering, using up our life, this is what we're being offered. But it depends on what we want. That's why developing wisdom, renunciation that's part of wisdom, also our compassion, are so important, because otherwise this isn't our wish. We have so many ordinary wishes, mundane wishes. But if this is our wish, we can accomplish this in this very life and become someone who's accomplished The ultimate goal of human life. We become someone who through enjoying great bliss and the emptiness of all phenomena have pacified all ordinary appearances and conceptions and accomplished the real meaning of human life.